This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Was that the greatest college game ever played? Was that the best ending in a Final Four game ever? Like, how do you want to ask this question? Because you can't just rule out that the answer is yes. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hit me, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Jalen Suggs, buzzer beater. It's a three-pointer from a million feet away to send the undefeated Zags to the national title game.
7 seconds to go. 6 seconds. Juzang in the paint. Fade away. No! Got his own rebound. Slithers to the rim and lays it in. 3 seconds to go. We're tied at 90. Here comes Suggs. Long three for the win. Banks at home! Banks at home! Jalen Suggs! A deep banked three to send Gonzaga one step closer to history. Unbeaten Gonzaga comes up with the hero play of the year from the freshman, and they're one win away from an undefeated national championship.
That was in overtime to send an undefeated, you know, program that was, is it still a mid-major? It was a mid-major when Mark Few got there for sure, right? To the national title game, a chance to win their first ever championship. I mean, had they been down two, I'd say I don't care if it's not for the title. It's the greatest ending to the greatest game ever. But it was a tie game, so Villanova a couple years back, all right, that was in the national title game. It's Baylor versus Gonzaga tonight for the national championship game. How you watching the game? Coming out of this pandemic, we ain't there yet. Been vaccinated? Are you getting together with friends? You like Rod? You're going to create a super spreader event? Get pictures from Raj all the time. He hosts super spreaders. I don't know what you're doing, Raj, but
we were doing Easter. How you going to hate against Easter?
I'm not hating on anything. I'm sure everyone in that picture was vaccinated. Listen, the Zags are 4.5 favorites, 4.5 point favorites, according to Caesars. Here is Scott Drew, Baylor head coach. Real good defensive team. Real good team. Period. On how you slow down Gonzaga.
Well, no one's done it. It's the best offense in college basketball, and I don't know how many years analytically. They're number one. We're number two offenses. Both of us are top defenses in the country. Prior to the pause, we were top three the whole time. So I think you have elite on elite. Players are going to make plays. We just want to make things as difficult as possible for them. Easy buckets, transition buckets, second chance points. Those are huge in games like this.
Well, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, says he's not going to throw out the first pitch at the Rangers game. He won't be missed because he's, you know, in protest of Major League Baseball. He said, promoting a false narrative about the election? Shame on the governor, because he is the one who is fraudulently continuing a false narrative about the election, which is that there was widespread voter fraud. There wasn't. It's been completely debunked. And Georgia has since passed restrictive voting laws designed not to shore up election integrity, because the election integrity was fine. So it's a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. It's a made up phony baloney problem. And the people who made up the problem are aware of it. They're lying to you. They don't think there was they're just making it up in order to achieve a political end. And the ID laws that they've enacted. No, it's not as draconian as like a literacy test to slaves who were, you know, literacy was contraband once upon a time. So during Reconstruction, when African-American men had the right to vote, were entitled to vote, right? They were eligible, supposedly, but all kinds of restrictions were put in place to purge black people off voter rolls. And in the South, their voices politically were silenced, because in some states it went from tens of thousands of people to a couple hundred people who could vote, black people who could vote. And there's been a huge reaction to Georgia's passing the laws they've passed, because in other states, those kind of laws have suppressed the black vote. Chuck D of Public Enemy on the Goodyear Hotline. Chuck, thank you as always for coming on. I know you are busy. What are your thoughts on MLB moving the All-Star game out of Georgia in protest?
Makes some sense. Baseball stepping up, I guess it was one of the sports that first stepped up. If you want to consider it stepping up after excluding blacks and especially, you know, black folks and other minorities back in a large part of the last century and trying to turn it around in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. But over the last 50 years, you know, when you look at Major League Baseball, they've been sort of like, you know, resting upon their laurels. So it seems to be like maybe, you know, a way to look at, listen, we could step up with what's going on with the NBA or with the NFL. We don't want that bad haircut. So I think it's the right thing to do. So it's being played in a place like Kansas City, which is home of the Negro League Hall of Fame, and also maybe even Detroit, the 50th anniversary of that great All-Star game, which sparked a lot of diversity in 1971, the Jackson home run, the two black pitches, Doc Ellis versus Vida Blue, from Hank Aaron hitting a home run in that game, Frank Robinson, Harmon Killebrew, and Johnny Bench, and so on. So that would be a good idea. But, you know, come on. I'm a Georgia voter. I'm aware that Atlanta is the oasis within 159, Max, counties. So we're still living in a country that still doesn't understand that counties are its own jurisdiction. And sometimes they could pass a law that's totally, like, you know, one-sided just because of the buildup of one party versus the other and the mass accumulation of the numbers they might have in that party in the incumbent. So, yeah, it takes everybody to look at the laws, go back in the history books if it wasn't there, use some logic, and figure out how you can make it right. Baseball, at least it could do is say, hey, we're going to move the All-Star game. That's the least.
Talking to Chuck D of Public Enemy, of course, here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, and the thoughts on Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Georgia. As a result, a direct response to Georgia passing voter laws, putatively to ensure election integrity. But this past election, there was no issue with that. Zero issue with that. So it's a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. And in fact, it also gives the state legislature, overwhelmingly Republican, power over the Secretary of State of Georgia, who, remember, in the last election, resisted President Trump's pressure to overturn a free and fair election. This gives the Republican legislature more authority there. But Chuck, you know, something occurs to me. I don't like cancel culture generally, and I don't like the idea of like safe spaces on college campuses. Like, I get that physically people should be safe, but your ideas should be challenged, even if you think they're righteous. And all the righteous indignation in the world shouldn't. I think college should be, university should be a place of challenging, that you don't feel so comfortable and safe in terms of your ideas. So it's not like I'm reflexively politically correct. But it does not escape my attention, Chuck, that a lot of the same people, it seems to me, who had a big problem with Kaepernick's protest. Yeah, you have the right to do it, but then you have to suffer the consequences. People have a right to react the way they want. You may not have a job. Are crying cancel culture when MLB is like, okay, Georgia, you have a right to do what you want in your state legislature. We don't have to do business with you. That doesn't escape me that some of the same voices are complaining on both sides.
I'm a firm believer of not having the brush strokes be the definition or the narrative. I'm a songwriter, so it's about truncating, Max. But, you know, in real life, it's about preparing people with the total facts, making them aware of the total facts and the information, and then let the masses decide from there. And we're living increasingly in a society that's missing the detail, doesn't want to know the detail. They might not understand all these things coming at them in this particular society at light speed, riding technology. And then you're talking about an exhausted population after a year of the pandemic. So people are kind of brain weary, but they have to be able to dialogue after being delivered the facts. And for so long, they're living in a land that kind of wanted to escape the detail and the facts because it would be at the advantage of some and at the, you know, expense of others. So getting it to on a table, I think that's what Major League Baseball is doing. Hey, they only got a game, right? But it's a game to see if you can make changes to lessen the games that have been played on people.
Yeah, and by the way, it was Tony Clark, the executive director of the Players Association, who was a good slugging first baseman, switch hitter, like Tony Clark. And he had a weird career, like a lot of great years, like 3-4 great years, and 3-4 years where he was awful. But he was the voice who said, hey, maybe we should move it out of Atlanta and out of Georgia, and it happened. In case people think this doesn't have an effect, the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, who's a Republican, has vetoed his state's anti-trans bill, HB 1570. And one of the things he said about it was he thought it sent, it restricted people's decisions. It went overboard, he said, and it sent a message about Arkansas that he did not want to send. If you think people don't pay attention to corporate pressure, which can be used for good purposes and bad purposes, it can be focused like a laser beam, right? The indignation of the mob can be focused, of the mob of people can be focused, it can be focused like a laser beam at company stocks and can get them to react, and they can in turn get politicians to react. But I would, you know, who knows if it's linked, but it seems maybe not coincidental to me that the governor of Arkansas vetoes his party's bill restricting trans rights, saying, oh, I don't want to send the wrong message about Arkansas, right after Major League Baseball said, okay, Georgia, you want to try and suppress the black vote? We're out of here. I think those two things are linked, Chuck. Maybe.
It's about being aware. If you want to look at the corporate area of pro sports, you know, for long they're looking at second market as being irrelevant. And, you know, and when you have that just from a game-centric standpoint, you're going to have side effects. You know, there's people in a lot of different areas who are, you know, are kind of angered out at being looked upon as irrelevant, or not, if they're not in the bigger cities, or they don't get with the bigger markets. And then plus, I'll add this, is that the two-party power political system in the United States has been sloppy, long overdue, that there needs to be at least a two to three to four more parties, you know, like other lands and countries I go to. They don't let it get down to the one and two.
Hey, Chuck.
So that's something to look at.
Chuck, before we go too down into the weeds in politics, you're a huge baseball fan. Like, I could see your baseball historical knowledge is deep. So are you still up on the present
real,
game?
Do it ran you love, real low and short. It ran real low and short after 94, though, Max.
Did it really? That's
what
I'm asking.
Call, I don't have great short-term memory when it comes down to baseball.
After, what,
I, you
the
know,
steroids?
After 94, I was pissed.
The juicing afterwards, or just the strike? You couldn't come back after the strike, the shortened season.
Well, I didn't care about the juicing, and I didn't care about. I'm a firm believer Pete Rose and Barry Bonds should be in the baseball Hall.
Chuck, I agree with that. Chuck, I agree. Pete Rose should be in because those hits happen. Barry Bonds should be in because he's a Hall of Famer before his forehead tripled in size,
right,
and he became the greatest hitter of all time. So I'm with you on both those. But I don't think Sosa and McGuire should be in because they weren't Hall of Famers until their foreheads tripled in size. You know what I mean? I think there is a distinction to be made.
I'm not going to get into that. That's longer than this conversation, Max. But I would tell you that baseball has to fix its own, you know, no pun intended, no big pun intended, bad haircut, and I think this is a step in the right direction. I got a long way to go as far as getting my groove back.
Damn, I'm surprised by that because your obvious love for the game, like if you follow Chuck on Twitter, you
I
could
like the hey, Max, yeah. I love the game, but I don't like the games.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way,
it's the same thing with the voting thing. It's like, listen, Atlanta's an oasis, so when they say that, okay, it's a political game that's going to be played on, you know, somebody 60 years old, or I say 80 years old, right, standing on a hot Atlanta line but to vote, or cold or drizzling, and nobody could bring them water. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Right. Right. Of course. Of course. The great Chuck D, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're going to get a longer line in Fulton County than in Henry County, or the county that I vote in.
Well, it's just been made easier. For folks in rural areas in Georgia to vote, and it's made it more difficult for people in urban areas to vote. So, you know, figure out what
I've been voting in the Georgia. I've been voting as a Georgian for like almost 25 years, so it's really easy out in the boondocks where I was at. So, and I know that I have relatives that had to be online at least 2 or 3 hours.
Right, and we know what that's about. The great Chuck D of Public Enemy, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, thank you for jumping on with me. I know what are you, at the airport right now? Where are you right now?
Today, ATL, I go, and I look at this face front, right? Her front face or something.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, thanks a million. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Max, thanks.
Appreciate it. By the way, I still get a kick out of the fact that, look, I talked to Chuck D on the radio. You know, I grew up with Public Enemy. It was the biggest thing in the world. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, I love that Mark Few did not call timeout.
Right.
Especially after a bad. I loved it. He just let them run right down. The other thing is, after the game, did you see his reaction? He went right over to Cronin almost apologetically and shook his hand. I thought he's a classy guy.
Oh, for
as
sure.
Far as the shot,
yep.
The half court, that's a shot. Back in your own court, half the other side of half court, that's a heave. Now, if you heave it and it hits the backboard and comes in, you don't have to call it. But if you take a shot, you have to call it or else it doesn't count, Max.
No, not in the schoolyard, yeah. But listen, here's the bottom line. He didn't miss left or right. If you want to say, well, he missed long, okay, but still, he's still on target. He just shot it a little strong. But you know the backboard's there. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yes, sir. How are you, man?
How are you, Mike?
Good. Just a dumb question. Two of them, actually. I was going to say, you know, in your calling it a suppression for, you know, voting, I just want to know how do you think that is. And second,
How do I think what is? I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't hear.
I think it prevents anything to ever happening if everybody shows their ID to vote, because you got to have your ID to buy cigarettes. You got to have your ID to buy
alcohol. I hear what you're saying. By the way, in principle, I don't have a problem with showing ID in order to vote, in principle. My point is, we know why it was enacted. It's not about election integrity, because that wasn't an issue in this last election. That was a drummed up political issue to rile up a base. And so now you have to appease the base. Look, we're doing something about it. So it's not that it is, but, and also we've seen that the stricter the ID voting laws in terms of ID in other states, that has had a negative impact on the turning out the black vote. So once you know that, yes, you can stand on principle and say, hey, is it such a bad thing to have IDs? But that's not really the issue. If you want to narrow it to do I have a philosophical issue with presenting ID to vote? No, I don't have a philosophical issue with that. I don't. That's not what people are upset about here, in fact. Pat in Mexico, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Yeah, hi, Max. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Look, this Major League Baseball pulling out of Georgia was the wrong thing to do.
Okay, why?
The law was enacted by a bunch of very wealthy white men who locked the doors, signed that bill, and then it pushed it through. There's all sorts of legal realities that are going to pop up in the next 2 years that are going to cut that thing off because it is unconstitutional. Plus, Stacey Abrams is coming out going, what are you guys doing? We need the jobs. We need the money that thing brings.
I hear, Mike,
us.
I think you're making good points, but my point is that it is a public punitive measure taken against people who in bad will enacted a law. And I think that's important. And I think it has an effect. I brought up, and who knows if it's connected, but the Arkansas governor who vetoed an anti-trans bill today sent to him by the legislature, said in his public statement, said that he doesn't want people to get the wrong idea about Arkansas. You don't want to alienate business. And as public pressure is brought to bear on large corporations to not do business, it's not whether you agree or disagree with people on principle. It's whether you believe they're good faith or bad faith actors. Don't do business with bad faith actors. That is a different story, and I think that's an effective message to send. But I hear your point. I think there are that can be a legitimate argument. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Who's cooler, Iron Man or Batman? No doubt. Next, golfers are in Augusta, and DraftKings, the leader in Monday fantasy sports, is giving you a free shot at $1 million top prize. At the $1 million top prize. Just pick 6 golfers, stay under the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. Download the DraftKings app now and use code MAX during sign-up. The code MAX is very important. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million top prize. That's code MAX only at DraftKings. Remember, if you don't put MAX in, I don't get any credit. I somehow get even more powerful if you put MAX in. When you sign up, use the code MAX at DraftKings. Only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. No doubt coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
No doubt coming up on the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Best protect your neck. Hit me up. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of the
No doubt.
Shohei Ohtani threw multiple 100-mile-an-hour pitches.
And whoa. Hey. What are you doing, buddy?
It's no doubt.
Stealing my shine.
It's no doubt, Raj.
Why are you going to steal my shine like that? You know this is when I get to come up and flex.
Oh, right. You read these, don't you?
What is happening right now?
You know what the problem is? Raj didn't put – this is how he got me on April Fool's, too. I will just read whatever's in prompter.
I'm all for blaming Raj, but we can't even blame him on this one.
No. This is how it is. There's nothing about hosting a show that's difficult. No one part of it. Like, it's easy to listen, easy to respond, easy to ask questions, easy to give opinions, easy to take calls. Uh-huh. But the orchestration of all those things together, like if you listen to Greeny's great at using every part of his brain at the same time. I've worked with Bob Costas, Brian Kenny. These guys are excellent hosts. My brain does not work that way. Yes, I am a super genius, but only one part of my brain works at a time. So if I have to read something, like, I will read whatever's there.
But I'd get that if this was the first time we ever did, no doubt. But we've done this, I don't know how long, since day one, dog. That's okay.
You're
go probably
ahead, Raj.
Too busy looking at my Easter pictures I sent you. It was good times.
Raj sends pictures of super spreader events every what is it called, Brendan? What did he call this one?
Sunday Fun Day.
Sunday Fun Day. He has an alliteration for every name of the every day of the week, an excuse to spread the coronavirus. Apparently, go ahead, Roger.
All right, now you alluded to it earlier, but my man Ohtani, he threw multiple pitches of over 100 miles per hour, and he hit the hardest home run of the season. So Max, Ohtani can be a true two-way star in Major League Baseball.
No doubt. I mean, he just has to stay healthy. He has the stuff, and he has the ability as a hitter. You know, like, this has not been done since Babe Ruth at the highest level, where a guy, Babe Ruth was not only the greatest hitter of all time, but he was the best. He was the best left-hander in the American League and one of the best pressure pitchers in World Series history, right? No one's dominated on both sides like that. The question is, you know, Ohtani, like, how many at-bats does he get? If his bat becomes valuable enough, you know, like this whole thing, oh, an ace is more valuable than a position player. If that were true, Babe Ruth would have stayed an ace, right? If you have a bat in the lineup that can do what Ohtani seems to be able to do, are you going to keep him as a starting pitcher for how long? But if they do, he has the stuff to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Brother Babe also did a couple other things he was first at, but we'll get into that another day, another time. Brother Babe Ruth. Hey, Robert Downey
Jr. He'd have been at Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, he would have been there. He would have been there. And we got a birthday in the house. Robert Downey Jr. turned 56 this weekend. So I got to know, Max, who's cooler? And I'm talking about all the way around, the regular guy and the superhero when they get their suits in. Who's cooler, Iron Man or Batman?
Well, of course,
who's
the cooler? Answer is Iron Man. And that's not a no doubt question. If you would have said, is Iron Man cooler than Batman? I'd say no doubt. Marvel
no doubt
is cooler than DC. And the way this was once explained to me by a comic book guy, he may have worked for Marvel, but DC, which was around first, that's your mom or your dad. Superman or Wonder Woman or Batman, that's your mom or your dad. And their real true self, their true identity is their superhero identity. And their other identity, their alter ego, that's just a cover, right? Marvel's different. The true identity of Spider-Man is Peter Parker. That's really him. That's you. That's the kid who's reading the comic book. And then he dresses up as Spider-Man to be a superhero. So it's always cooler. That's always cooler than the other way. Although I would say if you include the Adam West Batman, oh, that was the greatest TV show of all time, Adam West Batman.
He was cool.
But just in the movies, it's Iron Man.
Okay, since we're doing first here on No Doubt, let's do some first here. Let's ask Josh in Brooklyn, see what he thinks. Who's cooler, Josh, Iron Man or Batman?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on the radio. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, Josh. Who's cooler?
I have a point. I think Batman and Iron Man both have more money than almost anyone else in their fictional worlds, and they're both screwing up. Instead of fighting a few idiots in a dark hallway, they could spend all their billions of dollars to fix all the problems in the world. There could be no homelessness. There could be no hunger. Let me tell you this.
I don't think they have enough Spider-Man money for that. And by the way, Batman does not. Bruce Wayne does not have as much money as Tony Stark. It's ridiculous.
Here's the point, though. If Spider-Man had as much money as either of those guys, I think he'd be 10 times as generous. So there you go.
All right. But by the way, a billion or $10 billion is not going to fix the world. Although Tony Stark's with the technology, maybe he could. Maybe that's a pretty good point.
Yeah, right.
Many of the Batman movie, by the way, are terribly overrated. Terribly overrated. Many of them.
Ooh, okay, yeah. We'll have to get into that another day. Another day. All right, last one here. Francis Ngannou. Did I say that right?
You know,
the UFC heavyweight star. Francis Ngannou says he's dead serious about boxing Tyson Fury. So you'd like to see that fight?
Nah, son. Don't do that to Ngannou. Don't do it. Listen, I remember when John Jones was at his height of his powers, dominating the light heavies, and he came on Sports Nation. We were chopping it up afterwards. I like talking to John. He's a smart guy, and he's had problems outside of the octagon, but he's enjoyable to talk to. And he was like, he wants to box Klitschko. I was like, Bones, the pitfall that you have to avoid in his position then is you're feeling indestructible. You can beat all these guys. You're looking for new challenges. That tells me you're not thinking about the octagon. And everyone in the UFC at that level is incredibly dangerous. So not only would he have no shot boxing Vladimir Klitschko at the time, but it told me his focus maybe isn't where it's supposed to be. It only seems to us like he's a million times better than everyone else. He's a little better than everyone else. That's why he wins those fights. But they're very dangerous at the top of any sport, especially combat sport. Ngannou is a real good puncher and a good athlete. He's a great MMA fighter. You can't get in there and box Tyson. Tyson Fury has been doing this since he's a baby. He's 6'9", and he has like Muhammad Ali style defense, like defensive instincts. And he's got power when he sits down on his punches. That's a mismatch. Now, maybe I have to amend it. You said you want to see it, and I said, nah, son. If it's on, am I watching? Is there a hell yeah option? Because no doubt. Of course I'm watching. No Doubt was brought to you by My Computer Career, Training for a Better Life. Of course, I've watched nature shows like Who Wins, a Great White or a Killer Whale. You know, I just watch a fight. By the way, the Killer Whale destroys the Great White. It's not even a contest. And in fact, if you could come back as any animal, if you couldn't be a human, I say Killer Whale is the animal to be. One-on-one, they can beat the greatest predator in the ocean other than them easily. And they travel in schools of 10, 20 of them. Oh, what's better than being, and they have huge brains, by the way. What's better than being a killer whale? Unless you get caught at one of those sea worlds and you got to jump up for those kids. At least you get fed those fish, you know, you don't have to work so hard. Sure, the Zags-UCLA game was great. But hey, the women's Stanford and Arizona game, that was a great game and a great finish. The whole women's tournament, I feel like cultural awareness of the women's tournament turned a corner this year. The football offseason is always wild with all the trades, free agent signings, and new coach hires. Teams seem to be excited for the upcoming season. Let's put it that way. If you want to hire people that you really get excited about, just like these NFL teams, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. So it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. Last take coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
There's been more eyes on the women's tournament this year. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You can hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And I think that it feels like maybe because of the pandemic and everything was canceled last year, maybe because I have a 12-year-old daughter who plays basketball, but it feels to me like the women's tournament was more in the cultural consciousness, got a little more coverage in the mainstream media, maybe because it was a great tournament and UConn, you know, didn't get to the championship game, didn't just dominate everyone. Maybe it's because it was a terrific finals. UNC has a new coach, by the way. Hubert Davis replaces Roy Williams, who handpicked him to be an assistant. Hubert Davis with the Knicks, boy, could shoot the lights out. I mean, he didn't shoot many threes back then, but he could shoot the lights out. And, by the way, African-American head coach. A lot, you know, I think programs who give those positions to especially former players in the program who are African-American, like one of the issues is that, you know, black players represent, what, 75% of the NBA and a huge percentage of college, and yet are underrepresented in positions of leadership like head coach. Not at UNC, not anymore. Baseball's back, and so are your favorite teams and players. Catch the best of the bigs all season on ESPN Plus, with over 170 live MLB games featuring every star and every team in the league. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com/baseball.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know I'm First Take. I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's last take.
No, before I even give you my last take, let me say UNC is making moves. That I did it, Raj. I said UNC's making moves. If I don't hear imaging, that's on you guys.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
A master host. Stanford versus Arizona. That was a great game. And when the best player on the floor is triple teamed, that she still tries to get the shot off, maybe a little hero ball. Maybe she should have found a teammate, but they left it all out on the court. It was a great tournament the entire way. Am I imagining it, or is the women's tournament now something that is crossing over to mainstream? I remember when I was a kid, I forgot how many years ago, watching Saturday Night Live, and they were doing a sketch on, it was supposed to be ESPN, and their anchors there covering the women's game, and the joke was they don't really want to be covering it. They're making references to obscure players and plays no one knows and acting as though that they really care about it. And it was ha-ha, like no one cares about the women. Not just because the times have changed, but, and maybe it's because post-Me Too, you know, like that was followed by the pandemic right on its heels, basically, and then there's no tournament. But and maybe it's just because everyone lives in their own echo chamber, and maybe with mine, I have three daughters, and the eldest plays basketball, as I said, I'm noticing it more. But I just feel as though it's the women's tournament crossed over to mainstream coverage, or maybe it's the coverage crossed over to them, in a way maybe that there's like a tipping point. It feels like there's a tipping point to me right now. Agree? Disagree? Keith in Nevada, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how are you, bud?
What's up, Keith?
Dude, listen. I love you to death in boxing. You're the best in this business. But please stay out of politics. You literally have no idea what the hell you're talking about half the time.
Keith, actually, you may disagree with
me. No, you don't.
You may disagree. What is it that
Georgia law expands voting rights from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Washington Post, which is a liberal.
I've read the Washington. Wait, Keith.
Yeah,
the Washington Post.
Four Pinocchios.
The Washington.
I got up there.
The Washington Post. The Washington Post is a credible news source. And it is true.
The liberal right, Eugene Robinson, writes for the Washington Post. Are you kidding me,
Keith? You can argue that none of the newspapers today are what they were years ago because of online information. But the fact is, it is certainly not a rag. Number one, and number two, do you understand there was no widespread voter fraud? Do you understand that or not? If you understand that, we can continue to have a conversation. If not, then you really are living in a bubble. Oh, well, wait for the answer. You don't have to cut them off, guys.
Voting at 5 p.m. That's a lie.
Wait, okay? Keith, was there widespread voter fraud in the last election?
Okay. First of all, why don't we stay on topic?
So, that is the topic. Back. Wait, Keith, that's the topic.
Why didn't they take the Atlanta Braves out of Georgia then?
That's the topic, Keith. Was there widespread voter fraud in the last election?
Why are they still doing business with China then?
By the way, I didn't back off from that. When LeBron and everybody was, you know, castigating Daryl Morey, I didn't back off from that. To me, it's, you know, like I didn't back off from China's exercising enormous economic influence, and we should in America be able to say, hey, repressive communist governments are bad. Absolutely right. Was there widespread voter fraud in the last election, Keith? Got to be able to answer that there wasn't, and then we can have a talk. And really discuss why there's been that reaction to the law. Mark in North Carolina, you have 15 seconds. Say what you want to say about Gonzaga.
Hey, Max, thanks for having me on. So I want to make three quick points about
You got 15 seconds. One point, Mark. Go.
Degree of difficulty. Starting off, back to the basket, either Villanova or Gonzaga had to do that.
Well, okay. We have 5 seconds left. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, Shenangle Jr. coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.